It's time for Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Welcome back, listeners, to an all-new episode. It's Talkin' Ship right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime, WMTRadio.com. Kathy joins us every week here from the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, good morning.
So, do you know what the lake said to the beach recently?
Oh, boy.
No? Nothing. It just waved.
Thanks. I needed that this morning.
Well, you're welcome. You know, like, I thought it was a good segue into today's topic, right? As we look ahead at coming up next week, Thursday, May 2nd, it is our next Think and Drink event. We've been doing this every month, all year, and we have a whole year planned on this. And so let's talk about it next week because it's going to be really exciting. Well, they're all exciting, but like...
Yeah. You know. No, this one I'm really looking forward to. I think people forget, and I think even us in the maritime world forget sometimes that maritime history and kind of immersion, so to speak, in this maritime world has been happening for thousands and thousands of years, not just the last couple hundred, right? When we had these giant freighters shipping things around the lakes. So native peoples have been using the waterways for eons to travel, to provide sustenance for them, really as a spiritual touchstone for many groups. So this coming Thursday, May 2nd, we have a real special speaker, Soban Marks, and she's going to be talking about her grandmother, who is an Anishinaabe.
Okay.
Anishinaabe.
Okay.
Elder and water rights activist. Josephine Mandeman walked around the Great Lakes over 10,000 miles to raise awareness about water pollution and the sacredness of water. Our speaker is going to talk about her grandmother and her fellow water walkers and their sacred walk and what it means to their community and to the world to be able to do this.
Awesome. It is a great opportunity to continue education and continue to learn about all of this. And this is just part of the mission of the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on offering these programs, and they're free.
They are. They are free, and you can come and see them in person, or you can tune in online. Online, you just need to register. We do it as a Facebook live event, so you can just go on there and sign up, and we'll send you a link. Otherwise, come down and join us in person.
There we go. Listeners, don't miss out. That is next week, Thursday, May 2nd. Save the date, get on your calendar, and plan to stop on out for May's Think and Drink at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Once again, doors open up at
6 o'clock, and the program starts at 6:30.
There we go. And of course, we'll have a drink, hence the name Think and Drink, right?
Yeah, yeah. And this month, we're going to do a non-alcoholic one.
Okay.
So again, like, it's something different every time.
Yeah.
It'll be really interesting for the whole family. So
there we
come on out. Next Thursday, the 2nd, 6 o'clock. Program starts at 6:30. And you can always find out more about this program and everything else we do at wisconsinmaritime.org.
We'll talk to you again next Wednesday right here on WOMT.
Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum is heard every Wednesday morning on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. Learn more about the museum online at wisconsinmaritime.org. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a CAFER broadcasting station.